Okay, today we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Gittin, and we're up to parak Hey, Mishnah Zayin. Cheresh Romiz V'Nirmas. A Cheresh, who normally is not considered Bardas, and therefore cannot make any Kinyanim, he can speak in sign language, and we can understand what he's talking about that way, and therefore the Kinyanim are going to be binding. Ben Besera Omer Kofetz V'Nikbatz. He could move his mouth to let you know what he's trying to say. He doesn't need to use sign language by shaking his head or by moving his hands. But that, to rely on him moving his mouth, is only good enough for kinyanim relating to metaltalin, but not for kinyanim relating to karka, because this is a special kula, and we always take karka a little more seriously. Hapu'utos, what about very young kids, meaning kids who are not like close to the age of bar mitzvah, when they're not even close to bar mitzvah? Mechon mekach memkran memkar. So whatever they buy is a binding sale, and whatever they sell is a binding sale. B'metaltalin, but that's only when it comes to metaltalin, but not when it comes to karka. Meaning we consider them to be lav b'nei das, and therefore midoraisa, certainly they can't make any kinyanim. But this is a takanas chachamim, that their kinyan is going to work in order to be able to just support themselves with whatever it is that their basic needs are. So that's the din of both by cheresh and by pu'ut. By young children, like a 7-year-old kid. Now, moving on to Mishnah Ches, the following things were takanas chachamim that were made for Darkei Shalom. Kohen Karavishon Vachra Levi Vachra Yisrael Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Instead of the original halacha that you just have the biggest Talmud Chacham get the Aliyah, and we just made it simpler: that a Kohen, then a Levi, then a Yisrael, so that no one's going to fight that they deserve the first Aliyah. Now, the Bar Tanur makes a very important point over here. He says that's Mipnei Darkei Shalom. He says to me, "Daraisa, yachal a kohen lasis roshusam ishiyus ishikur b'torah lefanav." Isn't a kohen's right midaraisa that he goes first? Vikdashto that he goes midaraisa. So the Bar Tanur says, "Yeah." But midaraisa, he's allowed to give up that right. Mipnei darkei shalom, we say that he should not give the roshus to anybody else. That he should take the first aliyah and not give it up for anybody else. Ma'arvin bebayis yashan in a chatzar the. They can make an Erev Chatzeros only in a house that's always had the Erev Chatzeros in it. You can't just switch it to another house. Mipnei Darkei Shalom, because everyone's going to be fighting over which house gets to keep the Eruv. But not only that, if the Eruv is missing from the place that it normally is, people are going to think there is no Eruv, and everyone's going to get into a fight. Everyone's going to say, "You're such a guy, how could you carry in this place?" So Darkei Shalom, the Eruv should always be in a known location. That's why Minig is that some people keep it in the shul, even though that's questionable whether a shul is considered a home in the neighborhood, but at least it's a place that everybody knows where it is. If you have a bar that is closest to the Amas Hamayim, so whoever owns that bar gets to fill up that bar first. Mipnei Darkei Shalom, because you have to decide who gets to fill up their boroughs first from the Amas Hamayim that's nearby. So you had to come up with some order. So whoever is closest goes first. Metzudas Chayiv Va'Ofos V'Dagim Yeshva Mishum Gezel. When people put out traps, and let's say a fish or a bird or whatever goes into the trap, so Midaraisa, they weren't kona anything yet. Their trap was just out there on its own. So you didn't do a kinyan mashicha, agbah, nothing. So there was I would be allowed to go over to your trap and just take the animal right out of the trap and keep it for myself. But we consider that to be Gezel Mibnei Darkei Shalom. It's Gezel Midrabanan because of Darkei Shalom. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gezel Gomer. Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's actual Gezel, because it is considered to be an actual Kinyan. Metzias Cheresot V'Katan Yeshva Mishum Gezel. If a Cheresot V'Katan, excuse me, finds a Metzia, and you take it away from them, so technically it's not Gezel, because they don't have the ability to make a Kinyan when you don't have a Das Acheres being makne to them, if they're just being koneed from nobody in particular. But, Mepnei Darkei Shalom, we say that it's considered Gezel to steal something from them. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gezel Gomer. Rabbi Yossi says, it's not Gezel Midrabanan, that's real Gezel. And then finally, we have a few more. Ani Amenakiv Prosh HaZayis, if you have poor person is cutting down olives on the top of an olive tree, and he's just shaking down the olives, and the olives are all landing under the tree. So he didn't do any kinyan on it. So therefore, you would think you'd be able to just go to the bottom of the tree and collect all the olives that he knocked off. But mashe tachtov gezel mipnei darkei shalom. No, it's considered gezel because of darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi Omer, gezel gomer. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's real gezel. And then final takana, in mimachin bialani yagoyim, b'lakit shechopeya, you can't stop non-Jewish poor people from taking the matnos aniyim, b'lakit shechopeya, even though the din is that that's really for the Jewish poor people, you have to let the non-Jews take mipnei darkei shalom. Also, in order to keep shalom between the Jewish people and the non-Jewish people. So let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Zayin, we said that a cheresh can affect a kinyan by with sign language, and then Seira said that when it comes to a kinyan metaltalin, he can even mouth his intent, and young children also, when it comes to metaltalin, are able to affect a kinyan in order to be able to have whatever it is that they need to take care of themselves. And then in Mishnah Ches, we listed seven takanos for darkei shalom. Number one, that the order of Kriyas HaTorah is Kohen Levi and then Yisrael. Number two, that the Erev always stays in the same place. Number three, that the bar that's closest to the irrigation canal goes first. Number four, that traps that animals are already stuck in is gezel to take from those traps. Rabbi Yossi happens to think it's gezel gomer. Number five, that if a cheresh katan finds something, it's gezel to steal from them. Rabbi Yossi thinks that's gezel gomer as well. Number six, that if an ani knocks off olives from the top of a tree, to take those olives from under the tree is gezel mipnei darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi happens to think that's gezel gomer. And finally, you can't stop aniyim who are goyim from collecting leket shechupeya on account of darkei shalom. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parakei Mishnah Tess.